With American flags, painted lab coats, strollers, and dogs, a couple thousand people filled city blocks on Saturday. One was dressed as a Tyrannosaurus Rex, one played a flute, and many carried homemade signs as they walked. Fund research, not war. Climate change, not an alternative fact. Demand evidence and think critically.
I saw someone walking around with a sign that was just the scientific process, right? Like, research and review it and peer review and all that, like it was revolutionary. And it's sad that you have to put that on a protest sign. And I wish it wasn't the case.
Sorry. Bagels, bread, cupcakes.
Zach Jonas works with a leadership training organization. At the march, he was helping out at the free food table. Ellen Towns Anderson drove up from New Boston. She's a professor working on blindness, and she sees good reason to be nervous. Her research funding comes from the National Institutes of Health. That's one of the federal agencies set to lose funding under President Trump's budget plan.
The current budget proposes almost a 20% cut in NIH funding. It'll be devastating. I've already had to let one person go from my lab, and I'm just hoping that I won't have to let more go.
I haven't seen the numbers yet, but at last count, there were estimates of tens of thousands in 500 countries around the world, from Greenland to Australia, planning to...
After the march, there were speeches. Melody Birkins, a professor at Dartmouth, told the story of how she was inspired to enter science by watching the Northern Lights, and how science then led her to think about the importance of bringing people together.
Continue to be heard, letting our elected officials know that we demand support for good, independent science and honest governance. Scientists and non-scientists alike, we must continue together in our communities and around the world.
And it was at around that point a cold rain began to fall on this New Hampshire Earth Day, and people began to head home.
Thank you, everyone, for bringing your voices here today to this march. Thank you for standing up for science.
For NHPR News, I'm Corey Princell.